There's no way to go through life just having everything be sunshine and roses. But one thing we can do, there's many outward events that we cannot change. But one thing we can change is how we look at them. Two people can be approached and insulted, and one person can react strongly and attack back and produce negativity and maybe create other attacks and create a chain reaction, like two neighbors, for instance, arguing over where the fence needs to be or whatever. Like Rand Paul recently was attacked by his neighbor because he didn't like him. And different things like this happen. So there's all kinds of ways that we can be attacked and we can avoid it. But we can avoid how we interpret it, or we can change how we interpret it. So if two people get attacked, one can look at the attack and react and create a chain reaction. The other can look at the attack and think, well, it's not worth bothering with, and just let it go through it. He's not in denial of anything. And that's the key, is put yourself in a state to where you can just say, this just doesn't matter. Okay? You don't have to deny it. And you may feel some feelings within you, and you acknowledge those feelings, but then mentally you tell yourself, you know, there's a different way of looking at this. I can look at this. My neighbor had a bunch of his leaves blow on my yard. That's kind of irritating. I have to now clean up his leaves. But it's not a big deal. It's not worth making a fuss over it. So changing your attitude about how you look at a situation or an attack or something that can be emotional is something within the realm of our decision making. Okay? The third thing that we are not is our minds. There's something that's called the higher mind and the lower mind. What is the difference? Lower mind is what is often called the ego. It is that which sees ourself as being a separate self. Our emotions are separate. Our body is separate. We communicate in separateness. Asaf over here lives in Israel. He had to come thousands of miles to associate with the rest of us because he is living as a separate individual, long way away, sort of. Associate with us, he had to actually come here in the physical, and we're really glad he made that effort. But it's interesting that this is all part of the lower mind, is the lower mind has to function as a separate entity. The higher mind is connected with what I call the spiritual internet. Now think of our communication now compared to like 50 years ago. 50 years ago, there was no internet. And if you wanted to communicate with somebody, you had to make an individual phone call to them. If you wanted to get some information, you had to go to the library and look at Encyclopedia Britannica and check out a book. But now, all you got to do is Google something and ask a question, and you can get an answer to almost anything that you want. It's not always accurate, but you can get an answer to almost anything. If you want to know, for instance, when the next full moon is, if you want to know how far it is to Boise, Idaho from here, and how long the driving time is, just Google it, and you can just all have that right available. So what our evolution is we're evolving more toward the higher mind and away from the lower mind. And that the higher mind doesn't see everything as being separate. It sees us all linked together. And there's only one mind. Think of the mind itself, the mind of God, as a flowing ocean. Okay, and we are in that ocean. And we are a part of this mind. We are partaking of the mind of God. Now, if you just see yourself as a fish in the ocean, then you are separate from the ocean. But even if you're separate from the ocean, you have that water flowing around you, giving you life. And so the mind of God, there is one mind in the universe, and it's like a flowing stream that flows through all of us. And we can connect to that mind. And when we connect to that mind, it's like a spiritual internet, and all things become available to us. With the lower mind, we rely on our brain. With the higher mind, our attention goes to the pure spirit or the mind of God, so to speak. With the lower mind, our attention focuses on what the brain can do for us. Okay, those are the two things. And when we focus on the brain, we see us as a lone individual, not really connected to anything else. But when we focus on the higher mind, then we can have a sense of unity with all living things. Now, when you look at all the living things, just outside, for instance, look at those chickens, one of the cute little chickens that was out there. When you look at them, if you look at them correctly, it's like even those little chickens out there, or the grass in the field, or the trees, if you have a sense of the higher mind, you will feel a connectedness with all life in the universe, because all life in the universe is connected. And there's really only one life in the universe, the life of God, what we call God. All masters, whether they be people that have overcome death and are gods as far as we're concerned, the gods, the Elohim, they are people that are one with the one mind of God. And so they can identify with being gods. That's why in the Bible, the word gods or Elohim is plural. It really says, in the beginning, the gods created the heavens and the earth. It's actually written this way. In the beginning, the gods create the heavens and the earth. It's used with a singular verb, which is interesting. So a word that would be fitting for the word gods, which is plural, yet used with a singular verb, would be a council or a group. A group of gods created the heavens and the earth, so to speak. So that's kind of an interesting thought. So we have our minds, and we're a combination, all of us, of our lower and higher minds. Everyone has a sense of the higher mind, but we don't use it that much. And everyone has a sense of the lower mind, and we use this quite a bit. And especially the lower mind is not you. Neither mind is you, but we use mind. Mind is a vehicle, again. A vehicle that we use to accomplish things. Just like if you're going to descend below the ocean, you can just swim below a few feet and be okay, but if you get too far down, you will suffocate because you can only stay down there so long, so you take a breathing apparatus with you. You still can only go so far before the pressure becomes too great. So you can put on an armored suit and you can go much deeper, but you can only go so deep. So James Cameron, a while back, he made a vehicle. He went about, what was it, 5 or 10 miles down. I can't remember when it broke a record. But he went down in a vehicle and was able to go very deeply into the ocean and be able to endure that great pressure. Now, in the beginning, we decided to being beings of pure spirit, we decided to jump into matter. And to jump in matter, it's almost like jumping in the ocean and going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the more vehicles you need to be able to endure the pressure. And so we jumped into matter, and we gathered around ourselves a lower mind. And then we gathered around ourselves the emotional astral body. And then finally the physical body enabled us to jump clear into this pressurized system of the material universe. And to be able to be in this material universe and go through experiences, we had to have all these vehicles to protect us, so to speak, so that we could go through the experience of physical reality. But unfortunately, having all these vehicles that we work with also put distance between us and our true reality. And so this distance between us and our true selves needs to be bridged. And we need to be able to become masters of our vehicles to the extent that they do not get in the way of interference. Okay, any questions or comments before we take a break? Okay, my friends, we'll take a little break and then we'll meet back about 15 minutes.